Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, baby. 538. My name is Will Kuntzanahama.
Oh, yes. It's the first Wednesday in a month that it hasn't been torrential downpour. So
yeah.
We're right on time, baby. That's what we're doing.
It's a little cloudy. It could change abruptly. But as of right now, no rain, and we're here on time.
We are.
So that's good times. it's a lot happened in a week.
This guy's had a tough week here, folks. A really tough week.
Has happened.
Something died. It was his soul.
Yeah. Yeah. So remember last week we were talking about, we got some things cooking. There are some things in the hopper. I don't want to say, you know, what it is right now. I'm not going to do the big news, stay tuned thing that then people post online and then they don't do anything. I wanted to make sure that this was going to be a thing and that everything was cool and that we were ready to go. So essentially what happened is...
It's really sad, guys.
I got hired to do morning radio in another city. So this is going to be a big show. We were going to announce that and we were going to, you know, come up with some sort of plan to continue this program as well.
Just a caveat. We both interviewed for the job.
Yes. Yes, that is true. Anna and I both did interview for this position in another city. I don't even really want to say where it is.
No,
somewhere in the South, I would say, but not really. I was in North Carolina.
What the hell, Will?
I was in North Carolina. Well, who cares?
Whatever, dude.
North Carolina is a big state. You don't know where that is. But so I got so I was supposed to fly out tomorrow, Thursday, up to the city to meet my new bosses. It was with a new company. They were flying around all the big bosses and it was going to be exciting. There's going to be a nice dinner and I was going to start like pretty soon. They wanted me to get up there really, really soon. To begin this program that I was going to be hosting from 6 to 9 a.m.
You would be the flagship show on the station.
That's right. I would have
been.
Big deal.
That's a really big deal.
It was very exciting, very scary. You know, I've lived in Tampa my entire life, so it was it's going to be a bit of a change, to say the least. But
right on the heels of your 40th birthday, like it seemed like it was like supposed to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Things really came together there. And the last time I'd spoken to those, my new bosses, I said, well, can I put in my 2 weeks notice at my stupid day job that I have? And they said, well, I would hold off on that just in case something, you know, happened, like we don't vibe or something. But it was like, okay. And I started telling a few people, my friends and family, about this new life change that was going to be taking place. And I was talking to my partner. We were going to start looking for places up there.
Could you not call her that?
I like it.
You like calling your partner?
Yeah. Okay. She is my partner.
Okay.
And, you know, that was a lot to drop on her too just out of the blue. But we were going to do it. We're going to make it work. And, I spoke to my day job boss that Friday. This was on Friday that all this went down. I bought a plane ticket with my own money. And I told my boss, like, hey, this is what's up. Just what I just told you. And I have to go up there next Thursday. So I'm going to need Thursday and Friday off. If you can't give it to me, I understand, but I'm going, just so you know. And she said, oh, okay, well, that's great. Congratulations. And I'll see what I could do for you. But it sounds like it doesn't matter anyways, even if there is, you know, unexcused absence. Sounds like you. Won't affect you very much. Let's just put it that way. And I said, okay, cool, cool, cool. Well, great. This is very exciting, very scary, very exciting. And I went to work and I started working. And around 3 p.m., I got a call
on Friday. So
on Friday,
5 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little while ago.
It was 24 hours after they told you that you pretty much had the job.
Yeah. Outside of some freakish event or something. So I get a call from my new boss man, the new program director that I was going to be working under. And he said, I will. So these are very like the two people that I spoke to were very like Southern gentleman types, like very proper gentlemen from, you know, the area. And I've got a very curt, hello, this is, he said his first and last name with the company, which is another company, not the one I currently work for. I said, okay, yeah, I know. Hey, what's up? We found some unsavory posts on your social media platform, on your Twitter account. And I said, uh-huh. And he goes, we are no longer pursuing you as a candidate. Just like, boom. All went up in flames, all went down smoke. And I said, well, let me tell you, I can delete that account right now. He said, you can do that. However, it's done. There's nothing that I can do at this point. I said, well, I haven't started yet. It's not like the audience knows and would know to research me. I can nuke the account right now. Nope. It must have been something that was very personal, I'm thinking, for this man. Now, there was some language that was, there were some F words. I believe one of my last tweets, my account's gone, by the way, so you can't find it anymore. I did delete it.
I let them know on my Twitter.
Yeah.
You no longer have one, and we're going to explain why.
Well, I do have one now. It's just it's HMB Tampa Bay, if you want to follow it. I don't intend on really posting on it, but if you want to follow it, you can. And I might put like links to the podcast up, but I'm not tweeting anymore. It's not worth it. But I remember one of my last tweets was, it was like the Kelce brothers, you know, Taylor Swift's husband or whatever. Yeah. And his brother, they got $100 million podcasting deal with Amazon. And one of the last tweets I had was, listen, if I have to bang Taylor Swift for a podcast deal with Amazon, I'll do it. I'll take one for the team. That was one of my last tweets. Which obviously is a joke.
She's not an ogre. She's a very attractive lady.
Yes. So clearly it was a joke. But I think that there was just some language in there. He just said it wasn't, the tweets were not representative of the station or the company.
Oof.
So that means
very unbecoming. I think that was the word you used.
Yeah.
Tell me.
That means that they would not, I'm assuming that this will be put in my personal HR file for this new company. And I probably will not be hired by any other station with this very large and prominent company.
It's a big boy.
In the United States. So yeah, that was pretty tragic. I've been reeling from that for the past week. Well, I'm just in time for a midlife crisis. I mean, it really is coming right on time. I'm going to be 40 in a few months. So it's really happening at a good time, you know, right there.
I was really worried about you, to be honest. I know you've been having your own struggles, as I have as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you relatively well. I have never heard Will more excited than I have last Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never, just the hope, the optimism, not two words I would use to describe Will or his demeanor, but those two things were palpable through the phone. He was so excited. And in disbelief, but so grateful. Like, you were just so happy. And I couldn't help but be so happy for you.
Yeah, it was exciting.
You know, you'd be leaving. And then following 24 hours later, I've never heard you more nihilistic, more depressed, more outraged, you know, 24 hours later. So just the roller coaster of emotions is a lot to process. So just as you're processing one giant thing, you get hit by a truck in the opposite direction.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah.
So
really brought me through a loop. That's for sure. So in full midlife crisis mode, I took advantage of that and quit that stupid day job that I had. So I'm much happier.
I can tell.
In a way. Yeah. But I'm also still sad. from the other thing.
Yeah.
So it kind of, I guess they kind of cancel each other out a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a bummer, man. Total bummer. I could not believe it. I just go, you have got to be kidding me. And these are older men, you know.
Very stuffy. I interviewed with both of them for an hour, as did you a couple times. Yep. And I immediately was like, this is not the vibe. I think one of them even asked me, he's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, how badly do you want to get off this call? What kind of question is that? 10.
That's what they asked you?
It was something along those lines, like, or how excited are you about, it was something about the call.
Yeah.
And it was weird. It was like a high answer was a good answer. Like, how excited are you from this call or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you say 10?
I said like 9.5.
Oh, you should have just said 10. The answer is either 0 or 10.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just, 9.5 is pretty strong. So,
you know what's stronger? 10.
Yeah.
10's max.
Yeah.
This is max, far as you could go.
Yeah. But it was like we were both doing niceties knowing that this was just not a good fit. One of my questions was, you know, would you protect me if I got in hot water? Essentially, you know, I dressed it up a little nicer than that, but I don't think they appreciated the, they're like, well, whatever do you mean?
Why would that even happen? Yeah. Yeah.
You're kind of breaking up. So I did, and I told you this, but I gave you a phenomenal recommendation.
They did tell me that.
I said,
yes, thank you. I think that really helped.
I said, there's a lot of maniacal a-holes in this industry, and I go, Will is not one of them. Said he is a pleasure to work with, and he is a team player, and any company or station would be lucky to have him.
I think they were like okay. Yeah,
I was just like, I'm telling you, and I'm interviewing for the job too, so I'm like, please, if not me, then him. So
yeah, and I think it did go a long way. Obviously, good. They were considering. I did a very good demo too for them. They asked for to do a segment of what I would sound like if I were to get this program. And I did that and sent it to them. And they must have liked that as well, because all of a sudden it was like one day or maybe 2 days tops after the initial interview that I got the call back that they wanted to meet again.
Yeah.
And they were looking to, I guess they were looking to fill this thing like quick.
Yeah.
Cause they were already trying to, I'm like, dude, I got some like trips planned. Like I wanted to suggest January 2025.
Wow. No, don't do that.
Well, I didn't, because I knew that they were trying to get people in there. But I mean, it was a lot. I'm thinking, oh my God, what are we going to do with, you know, my girl's got her place here that she owns. Like, what are we going to do about that? And then we're looking to either buying something, probably rent. Should probably rent, because you never know what's going to happen in that first year.
Yeah.
And I guess it's for the best, you know. Obviously, I probably wouldn't have lasted long there with my mouth.
Yeah.
But my Twitter is a little bit exaggerated. You know, my Twitter, I was playing like, I guess it, obviously my intention was to be funny with many of those tweets.
Sure.
And, you know, obviously, you know how Twitter goes. Twitter's gotten you in trouble too. So it's not only, you know, when you say something on the air or whatever, you kind of have that, like time passes and you can't really dwell on it too much. I guess with replays, you could now. But with Twitter, it's right there. It's in text. You can reread it over and over and over again.
There's no tone.
Yeah, you can't gauge any sort of, you know, feeling really from it. So, it was... will you do me a favor and close that door real quick?
Yep.
Thank you. Girl's on a board meeting with her friends. But anyway, so with Twitter, you can't gauge the intention. So you have the ability to put your own intention in there. What does this mean? Maybe I can add my own context. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but it happened. And still a free agent, and nothing is happening now. Went from a lot of things are happening to absolutely nothing is happening now. So I don't know what the heck to do at this point.
Don't wait to me for answers.
I'm not.
I am. Here's the thing, Will, and I feel like you and I are going through a similar situation, but I'm a numbers person. I know you are as well. I'm not a God person. I don't think you really are either. So I don't think that like God has a plan in store for me or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I just feel like as far as probability goes, things have got to get better, right? Just as a virtue of flipping the coin and doing different things and talking to different people. And I've had probably, you know, in full disclosure, probably about 70 meetings with people over the last several months.
You've been cooking. Yeah. You've been in the kitchen.
So, you know, hopefully something will shake loose. Hopefully some, although it's not very much the boomer way, but hopefully some boomers will decide it's time to retire.
They like to hold on,
but hopefully heart disease gets a hold of them. I'm just kidding. I don't want anyone to die, but if they did, you know, we're available. That's all we're saying is we're available. So.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with the old, I don't, you know, I sent an email afterwards and I said, listen, I get it. I know. I kind of thought that we were getting out of that.
You said that?
Kind of. No. I just thought we were kind of, and I assumed that that would be the first thing that they would do. And that guy did apologize because he said, I should have checked first before, you know, we would have just disqualified you immediately before we.
Yeah. But what did you say? You just said, I get it.
Well, I said in the email, I understand the time that we're living in, and it's very unfortunate that some dumb jokes can, you know, have this opportunity taken away, but that's where we're at now. So I'm sorry I let you down.
You said that?
Yeah.
Did you send it when you were drunk?
No.
Oh. And what did he write back? Just
no, nothing. Totally just cut ties.
I thought you said he wrote back or something.
No,
he didn't.
No, I sent an email the next day after I got the news on Saturday and just said, so sorry, it didn't work out. I was very excited about the opportunity to, you know, start anew in this great city and, you know, be the informative voice on your airwaves. And no response. Yeah, just totally cut ties. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You got broken up with and then ghosted.
Yep. I sure did.
So that sucks. It does.
Sure did.
Got to just kind of lick your wounds and move on at this point, which is tough to do because it's a really volatile and I hate to use the word dying industry, but.
Well, I'd like to know what are you going to end up with on that? They want like, it's either going to be AI or like a eunuch or something, like some weirdo that doesn't have social media that doesn't, you know, posts on social media the past 15 years. Who are you going to find to fill that job there? I can't wait to find out who it is when they eventually do hire somebody. Because it's going to be...
Are you going to dig up some dirt on that?
No.
Send it anonymously.
I won't, but I just can't wait to hear, like, it's going to be some cornball. I know it, with no personality. That's just going to be... And maybe that's kind of what they wanted anyways, because it was more of a news talky type of station.
I think that's all that's available to them. You know, or maybe someone who's big into, you know, Jesus, like an evangelical type. I could see that, which usually those people have the most or most skeletons in the closet, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm really sorry. And I was really worried about your mentals.
It was really devastating. It was, what was the last, there was a holiday, suicide prevention awareness month.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Is September. Oh, well, that's fitting.
I had talked to a few people and they're like, boy, I thought when I first talked to you that you were going to do something. I wouldn't do anything like that, but I certainly thought for a brief second, just like,
you know,
F this. But I mean, I would never do anything like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. And you want to know why? Because I'm scared of needles. So I know needles. That sounds insane because obviously there's other ways to unalive yourself, but I just feel like if I can't handle a shot, like an injection, I probably can't handle like a, you know, a gunshot. You know what I mean?
Well, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's just like, I'd be like, owie, I don't want a boo-boo.
Yeah,
you
know?
So
white males accounted for 68.46% of all suicide deaths in 2022. Gee, I wonder why that is the case. but yeah, I'm excited to see who takes over.
I mean,
I wonder if they already hired somebody.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder how many candidates they had. There's so many questions. And in fact, I even asked the guy, like, how many candidates do you have? And he said he wasn't comfortable sharing that information. So it was either a lot or like me and Anna. That might have been it.
I think they had more.
They must have had more. I know he said that there was like some big names that were vying for that job, but that he wasn't sure if they knew exactly what the job was. So I'm thinking,
what does that mean?
My initial thought, my initial thought was that it was probably like morning rock show types that were like a little edgier, you know, that were trying to fill this, you know, news talk.
Okay, because that makes it seem like, does Kid Rock want to move to North Carolina and be the host of that show? I don't know. So
yeah, it's weird. So yeah, that's what happened to me this week. Very, very sad. And just going to take some time, you know, and decompress for a little while and figure some ass out. But yeah, I'm much happier. I quit that stupid job. I hated it so much.
You're so angry. And you know, a good word to describe you is just, you were just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like you were just uncomfy with your life, with everything. I mean, now you're just more sad, but at least you, the nervous tension energy seems to have dissipated.
Well, yeah.
You know, because you were locked.
Well, I was stuck on a, you know, like a call. I was working remotely, so at least I was at home, but I was stuck working, like taking phone calls for the dumbest people in the world, for their, you know, insurance claim. And then I got this new role there. I got promoted and I was like, well, hopefully this is better because, that one sucks. So it's going to be a little better, right? Maybe a smidge. It still stunk too.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to take this up. Just saved up a little bit of money, so I'll be good for the rest of the year. And I guess I'll just worry about it in 2025. So I'm living a semi-retired life again. It's great. I still have my other job, though. So I was technically working two.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know, that one I've been doing for so long that I can do it, you know, hungover with my hands tied behind my back. It's no problem. So back to the semi-retired life, which is good.
Yeah. It's funny because when you're supposed to be retired, this sort of life is great. But when you're not, it is horrifying. Yeah. Just letting you, I mean, I know, you know, but it's very uncomfortable. So that is why that I have been trying to take as many precautions as I can to keep my mentals and my chickens straight. Because much like you, you know, when the devil starts running wild in your mind, it is really hard to kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel sort of a thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, like you don't have any money, which is the hardest part for you is that, you know,
I actually am doing okay.
How?
Well, unemployment helped
okay.
a little bit. And then also my spending habits are don't.
Yes.
So it's just food and rent.
Yeah.
And I did have some money saved up before S went down. So, yeah, you know,
good.
Again, I'm not going on any crazy fun trips or buying any new clothes or anything like that, but stable.
I got a lot of stuff that I have to do, like trips and fun stuff. But I do, you know, having that double income definitely helped. And I'll still be able to take care of my expenses, which is good, mm-hmm. but I might not have as much stuff money. For spending money anymore.
That's okay. But I think it was worth the trade because you are a lot happier right now.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so nice. I'm still like, you know, when you're like, is it over? Is it over? I'm still getting like, I guess it's flashbacks.
Over what? Over the.
Like, do I have to go here? I still feel like I have to. And probably because I'm sitting at the desk that I worked at.
Yeah.
Like, do I have to go?
No, it's phantom job syndrome. Yes. I had that for about a week or two after my situation where I felt like I was going to get in trouble for not showing up. And you have to like, tell yourself multiple times like your reality has changed.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get in trouble for not going to work. The cops would be called if you do show up.
You would be in a lot of trouble,
you know. But it's still your mind really hasn't processed what has actually happened. Like your body hasn't, so you still like have that. You know, I'd wake up at maybe 7:30 and be like, ah, because I used to wake up at 4:30, and then I'd be like, oh yeah, now I remember.
I don't have to do that anymore.
I have no job. Right.
No job. Oh, jobs. Freaking jobs, man. Who needs them? Not me. That's for sure. If you want to get in touch with the show, it's 813-693-2124. Oh, I didn't put the dang banner on. Farts. Oh, it's kind of too late there. Oh, look at that. There's all the information there. Don't follow me on Twitter anymore.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's gone. But Instagram is still home_made_man, HMB Radio on Facebook, HMBRadio.com. You can text or call 813-693-2124 and leave a voicemail or text message, and thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. I do have stickers still. Look at all these. I found all these sticks. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get some of those are pretty cool. You can just send me a message and I'll send them to you for free.
Yeah, let's move the show in a more positive, upbeat direction, okay?
Okay.
September 11th.
It is September 11th.
So that's sad. That's also sad. More sad stuff.
Yeah, my September 11th was Friday the 6th. Was my personal September 11th where my twin towers, my mind and my ding dong were both destroyed by a radio company.
My personal Holocaust was April 19th, 2019.
Oh man, what happened then?
The day before Easter, I believe.
Oh yes, yeah.
And I had a run in, and I'll never forget this because I was hammered. And there was a guy who I think was maybe interested in this.
Yep, right trying here. To get a piece.
Trying to get a piece. Actually saw him when I was in California at the conference. A little awkward. Oh. And he was, I think, trying to get me to the point where I would like consent to something. Like, hey, this would be a good idea. You know what I mean? Just trying to feed me drinks. And I remember, although I was getting drunk on vodka sodas, I'll never forget, which is odd because I should have been in a blackout, but I wasn't. God was on my side. Maybe God is real. And we go to the bar and he goes, Alec, I'll never forget. Alec, tequila shots.
Oh, yeah.
Tequila shots. Yes, and I sir. Went, oh, dear. I don't think I like tequila too much, but I was drunk. Much like Rob Ford says, like, why did you do crack? It's like, because I was drunk.
Yeah.
Like, why did you drink tequila? It's like, because I was drunk.
I was already drunk.
So I took a shot. The whole shot. And I don't drink tequila. I didn't then, and I certainly don't now. And I was fine for about 30 minutes. And then I decided it was time to go home. And I just remember getting in the Uber and shutting the door. And then everything started spinning. And it ended with me behind a Taco Bell dumpster, violently vomiting in heels. But I was still had my wits about me. I said, drop me off by that dumpster, Uber driver. Drop me by the dumpster. My roommate was like, I'll get a snack at Taco Bell. I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
You do a loop around the drive through and then just come collect me when you're done. So hopefully I'll be done vomiting.
Oh, you didn't make him go. I see. You wanted
so
to
he dropped. Yeah, we go into the Taco Bell. He drops me off at the dumpster. I said, give me like 6 minutes. I'm violently vomiting and in heels behind a dumpster at a Taco Bell. My roommate gets a chalupa or whatever, swings back around, grabs me, and I'm like, I think I should be good now because the devil is out. But I was wrong. The devil was still in me. So I get back to the house and I slept until there was no way I could do anything.
Yeah.
So I just kept waking up, going back to
sleep. You already hungover?
Huh?
Were you already hungover?
No, I was so wildly drunk.
All right.
And so I was unable to get out of bed. Like, it was so bad. I mean, I started saying like Bible Psalms or like verses. I was like, this too shall pass. Like my roommate heard me saying this too shall pass because I was just vomiting and there was nothing in me anymore. So it was bad. So I didn't get out of bed until the next day at 4 p.m. And I just said, no more tequila ever again. And that was my Holocaust.
Wow.
Yeah.
Our personal 9/11 stories here. Yeah. I guess when this airs on Radio St. Peter will not be 9/11. But yes, it is 9/11 today. We're recording this. It's Patriot Day. Go America, one of the worst attacks, or I guess the worst attack, depending on who you talk to, because also Jan 6 is one that people say was the worst attack.
You're going to say Pearl Harbor, but no, we're going Jan
6. Nah, yeah, depending on where you're at. So yeah, that was a pretty terrible day. I guess we should we do got to get out of here pretty quick, but where were you that day, on that fateful day, 9/11/2001?
Oh, I was in San Diego. I was a freshman in high school.
What class?
I was on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So it already happened. And yeah. I got to school and I was late and I was like, Mom, we got to go. And she was just like, staring at the TV.
Yeah, sure.
We get there and I remember walking to my first class and hearing on the intercom, like, some S went down. Like our fellow Americans have been, we've been attacked. It was just a weird thing to hear on the intercom.
Yeah.
They never made announcements like that. So that's when I knew it was the real deal. You must have been what, a senior, junior?
I might have been in, maybe I was a junior. Maybe I thought I was a sophomore, but if you were a freshman, what class are you?
I graduated 05.
Okay, so I must have been a junior in high school, and I was in chemistry class, and they came over the announcement, said, teachers, please put on, you know, the news, something has happened, America's under attack, and don't panic. If you want to go home, you can go home. I think I had to stay the whole day. I don't think my parents picked me up. No. So I was just in school and went home and watched it, and then... That was definitely a new era in our, not only our lives, but how things have changed.
There's definitely a before and after.
Before and after times, much like COVID, I guess.
COVID, yeah.
But even that one was like a big epoch where it was like mass surveillance all of a sudden on everybody, and
a couple wars we probably
we shouldn't have been in, and have been in war ever since for 25 years. That's crazy. That was so long ago. Anyway, it has been a half an hour. We do have to say goodbye to Radio St. Pete and the podcast listeners. If you're listening on willsyoutube.com or Rumble, HMB Radio Tampa Bay, you can subscribe over there and you can get the whole program for free at your leisure. Now, if you're feeling generous and you like to find ways to donate and help us out, you can join the Substack. We'll get the full audio-only podcast that will go directly to your cell phone device, or you can listen on Substack as well. Be there right after the show ends on Wednesday, so you don't have to wait till Sunday. If you want the show for free, you have to wait till Sunday on YouTube at willsyoutube.com, but it will be there for you. And you can always donate if you're feeling very friendly.
Generous.
Yeah, and generous. Thank you. Many of you do that. Garrett, God bless you. Every week that you seem to come through with that, that's very nice of you, and we do appreciate it. And, you know, you don't have to, obviously, but Anna doesn't have any money, so you might want to do that. It's Will Coots on Venmo. I send Anna her share. And Radio St. Pete, will see you next Sunday. And podcast listeners, will see you next Sunday.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.